When you see your next step in life as your entry into Jannah, or as your first footstep into Jahannam, your perspective changes. Your mindset changes. You begin to understand that life is just a footprint for the Akhirah. And when you see people do things that they shouldn't be doing, especially people that you care for, not necessarily close to you, but people you actually care for, it hurts you. It hurts you not because it's bad for you or it's going to have any bad consequences for you, but because you know it's going to hurt them. That care, that love, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah. That love is what made him cry for people he hadn't met, me and you. It made him call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yawmul Qiyamah, he'll prostrate before Allah and beg for his ummah. Allahu Akbar. And then it will be said to him, Irfa' ra'asaka ya Muhammad. After he prostrates to Allah for such a long time, lift your head, O Muhammad. Sal tu'ta. Ask and you shall be given. Washfa' tushaffa'. And seek intercession, and you shall be granted intercession. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us from those who receive the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us from those who drink from the hawd at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the purest love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen.